thing that rocks.
Well, good morning.
It's showtime.
6:43, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, Ace. Happy Thursday or First Friday, as we like to say here on the Plan B Morning Show.
Damn, it's Thursday.
Dude, it's already Thursday. Oh, and it's my baby's 1 week birthday. Yeah.
Cripes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hear this every single week.
It's 84 weeks old.
She's 232 months old. Wait, what?
You know, it's funny. Off air yesterday, Brock and I were talking about it because we were talking about the baby. And I'm like, you know what you should do? Just fully lean into that. Like for her 21st birthday, she's 282 months old. That's what it should say on the cake.
I'm going to get 232 candles, Megan. This is just how we do it in this family.
We just go by months here. We go by months. We never change the years. When do you change the years? Is there a certain year where it's like, okay, now yeah, we changed it?
No, because some people are like, oh, I think maybe after 2 years, because that's still, because I've heard like, oh, 18,
way too late.
18 months old, you know? Okay, so a year and a half. Like, I guess I get that, but, you know, just a year and a half. I think after a year,
should be the cutoff.
Yeah,
and we're establishing that here and now, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Plan B Morning Show, a year is the cutoff where you stop saying months.
Yeah, I
85 months old. Like I'm gonna sit there and do the math.
But just because I want to drive Hunter nuts and it's funny, I'm going to do strictly months when I talk about my baby with him. That's
12
it.
12 times 11.
Thank God, I can't figure it out. I don't know. Forget it. I'm just going to get her a gift card. That's all I'm going to do. Anyway, so yes, it is Thursday. We're flying through this week and we're flying through the show. Let's keep it going right now. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR, and also tell them thanks for being part of the Screaming Yellow Summer, because they're bringing it to you as well. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Did you like that? Anyway, Pete Townshend has put his London home for the last 25 years on the market. His home, nicknamed The Wick, was built in 1775.
Wow. Old.
Good Lord, man.
We updated it a little.
It overlooks a river, has 5 bedrooms and bathrooms, a drawing room with a balcony, a library, a conservatory, dog's room, heated swimming pool, and more spread over 8,500 square feet. It comes with a jester and 3 butlers. prior to Townshend buying the home in 1996, it belonged to actor John Mills and Rolling Stones guitarist Ronnie Wood. When Woody owned it, the first recording of the Stones, It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It, were made in the home's basement, as well as Scarlet with Jimmy Page on guitar, which was released last year. So if you I don't know how much it's worth, but I'm guessing with everything that I just listed off, it's not cheap.
Right.
But, I mean, it's got a lot of history to it. And
dude,
hell,
it's always something ridiculous, like $24 million you're going to have this home.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You know, no one other than some other rich person is ever going to own this home, you know?
Right. Who else had a hit single? Yeah. Who else was on top of the chart? Because those are your only people that can buy this thing.
That's it. Jeff Bezos or someone else who's got the kind of, you know, equity to get a home like this, which would be pretty cool. I don't know. A home built in 1775 seems like it's going to have a lot of problems with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna
say, a lot of creeps guaranteed to be haunted. I mean, guaranteed at that point.
Guaranteed, for sure. Especially with all the history and all the things that happened in that house. Yeah, something's going on.
Yeah, there's definitely ghosts inside this house. So if you're rich enough and you want a haunted house, Pete Townshend's house is up for grabs. It's 1775.
Why do you think he's moving?
Yeah. I'm tired of these ghosts, man. This sucks. These ghosts suck, man. Not even good ghosts. But anyway, yeah. So if you're looking to buy a home over there in London, you can buy Pete Townshend's old home. And there you go. Okay, then. That is your rock news. Sorry. Rock news is pretty light today, okay? That's what I got. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, July 1st, 1945, Deborah Harry of Blondie was born in Miami, Florida. She's still a babe. Dude, she's 76 years old. She still looks good, man.
She's 685 months old.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Very good. for my money, Deborah Harry, one of the best front persons, if you will, as far as, because sometimes you're like, all right, who's the best frontman? But you got to include the ladies in there, and she's fantastic, dude. She brings it every single time. So happy birthday, Deborah. You're still a babe in my book. All right, that is your rock news and rock history.
Babe-alicious.
Babe-alicious. She's a babe. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back with more. Stick around.